Welcome to the Kenkel Fritz and Friends podcast. If you want to hear the show, you can find it on Family Life Radio. If you want to find a station near you, you can go to myflr.org or stream it online.
Hey, Misty, here's a little best of from today's show.
Summer is here. It's getting warm almost everywhere. I think even Michigan's warm enough. So how do you stay cool in a heat wave? We found this list. Some of these I agree with, and some of them I'm going to challenge.
Okay.
Closing your blinds. Of course, all that sunlight coming in, that's going to really heat up the house. So, also, make sure your ceiling fan is spinning counterclockwise. That pushes the cooler air down.
I've always heard that. Like, you could do clockwise in the winter, counterclockwise in the summer, but I've never understood the science behind it.
Yeah, you can flip the direction that it goes.
So, like, one pulls air and one pushes air?
Pulls air up, okay. One pushes air down.
All right.
And then if you're leaving for a day, you can actually turn your AC off and you'll save some money. The one thing that doesn't make any sense to me, you have to know how far ahead of time to maybe remotely turn it back on.
Mm-hmm.
If you have it like on an app or something. So when you walk back in that house, wow.
Also, if you have pets, please don't turn the AC off on your pets.
Well, there's that. Exactly.
Right.
And then this thing, set your thermostat at the right temperature. This, they say, recommend 78 degrees for 8 hours a day, 74 degrees for the next 8 hours, and then follow a 20 degree rule. If it's 95 outside, set your thermostat to 75. If it's 100, set it to 80. Now, wait a second. I thought this was a list on how to keep us cool. Now we're getting hot. This is how to save money, not keep cool. And then the other one that I saw was kind of fun. Put your pajamas in the freezer.
Oh, no. Goodness.
No.
So when you go to bed, they're nice and cool.
No.
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 No, going to bed should be comforting, not a shock.
I'm going to tell my I'm going to tell my wife, Becky, this because she's always hot in bed. She's just like always like back and forth between the sheets off and the sheets on. And
yeah. I just feel like that would, like, ice might form on them and they might get kind of soggy at some point. Like, if they're defrosting, that just doesn't seem comfortable.
Soggy jammies. It's gross. I've heard there's a little kid on the phone. Yeah. Family Life Radio.
Hi.
Hi. Who's this?
Anya.
Anya, how are you?
Good.
Well, why are you calling today? What's going on?
For the joke.
Oh, you have a joke. Okay, and how old are you?
11.
11 years old, and where are you calling from?
Michigan.
Michigan, okay. All right, you guys ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I am so ready.
Let's hear it.
Why isn't a cheetah good at hide and seek?
Why isn't a cheetah good at hide and seek? I think they might be good at blending with the environment. The cheetah, right. They have the black dots and that stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're really fast. Mm. I don't know why.
Because they'll always get spotted.
I like that one. So what are you up to today besides telling jokes on the radio?
I was getting new glasses.
Do you like your new glasses?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. You get to pick them up today?
Yep.
That's going to be cool. Something about new glasses. It's like you get to see again.
I can see.
All right.
It's like my favorite doctor's appointment all year.
Really?
The eye appointment.
Seriously?
And then you get to pick out the frames. Yes.
It is kind of fun.
It is.
Yeah, it is fun.
Right. Especially if someone else is paying for it, right?
Right.
Have you ever just kind of turned back the clocks and lived a little like you did when you were younger? Specifically when it comes to eating. I'll tell you what I'm talking about. So I had kind of a bad mental health weekend a couple of weeks ago. I was just feeling down, not my best. And it kind of carried over into the first part of the week. And I came home and my husband was like, how are you? And I'm like, I'm okay. I'm not quite back to myself. And he was like, I know what you need. And I said, what? He was like, you just need comfort food right now. And I was like, yeah, but we're trying to eat well. He goes, and we will. Like, we'll get back to it tomorrow. Just let it go for a day. I'm going to fix lunch. And so he fixed something that his mom used to fix. It was a comfort meal for him. It was their version of shepherd's pie growing up, which it's really just mashed potatoes, Velveeta cheese, and ground beef.
Oh, wow.
It doesn't sound great, but it's really good. I mean, it's just, it's It's carbs is what it is. Carbs, cheese, and meat.
It's junk.
It is. It's total junk. But it was really good. And so I had that for lunch. And then that afternoon, I was kind of rearranging the cabinet. And I was like, oh, we forgot we bought this box of brownies ages ago. He was like, you know what? Let's make them. Why don't we make the brownies? So we made the brownies. And then for dinner, we had a brownie. So as we laid down to go to bed, I was like, you know what we had today? And he said, what? And I was like, we just had a eat like a teenager day.
Yeah, you're
and
right.
And he was like, you know what? Sometimes you need to. He was like, you'll get back to it tomorrow. Just carb it out today. It's okay. You deserve it.
I love it.
Eat like a teenager
yes,
day.
Yes, everybody deserves one now and again.
I wonder how many people are listening going, wait a second, that's every day. So we're talking about unique ways that you met your spouse. The speed dating thing is picked up, and that sounds really interesting. And we have Kayla with us from Buckeye, Arizona. Where did you meet your husband?
On Tinder, actually.
Oh, okay. Now, what was that like?
So we were both kind of at the phase where we're like, you know, if this date doesn't work out, we're just going to be single for a while, you know, just learn to really love ourselves.
Mm.
Well, we went out on our first date and everything just clicked. We had basically everything in common. When we left our first date, I actually asked him for the second date the next morning.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
I love that. You're not going to wait for him to do anything.
Yes. No, and we have been actually inseparable since. And his mother and I were actually just at the Family Life Radio Fest just 2 weeks ago.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Love it.
So not only did you fall in love with him, it sounds like you like his family. That's great.
Yeah, I like his family too.
Yeah.
That's the full package right there.
Oh, yeah, it made everything so much easier.
Now, you said something I think is very important for anybody that's maybe searching or looking right now. You said it just clicked. I've found that if you're having to work real hard,
yeah.
That's probably not the relationship for you. But yeah, if you just click, you know there's something going on here.
Exactly. Yeah.
And, you know, not only did it just click for us, but he actually helped me find my faith more.
So oh, cool.
That's fantastic.
I feel that this has just been, like, the best thing for me, because not only did I find someone who's amazing, but I also found my faith again.
That is
I found
beautiful.
God.
Yeah.
Wow.
And
what a beautiful story.
And that's worth everything right there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ah, yes.
Helping you experience hope.
Yep, it's time for the good news of the day. Do you have any good news? Give us a call right now at 888-888-9976. Brian is with us. Tell us what's going on with your dad.
Well, last year he came up from Indiana to visit us. We had a great conversation talking about the resurrection. And right before we went to bed, he stops me and he's like, I can't wait to go and reunite with you one day and give you a tour. That next following morning, I got up a little earlier than I usually do, and we sat there, had some coffee. He goes to stand up, and he had a brain aneurysm.
Oh.
He wasn't supposed to have made it to the hospital, and, well, he had a 1% chance of surviving. And he is here today. They said he wasn't going to be able to talk. He's talking,
hey.
And he's progressing to the point where they believe that he may be able to regain the ability to walk.
Wow.
It's definitely been a long road. We still got some small battles, but you know, other than that, it's been an amazing ride. It's the way it's worked in other people's lives. Even my son, who's 7, stopping people at gas stations, asking them to pray for his papa. And I mean, it's just
that's precious.
Seeing him give it to God every time that he was concerned about him was just amazing.
Mm. Wow.
Wow.
Now I got a question. He said reunite with you someday. What did he mean by that?
He was talking about going to heaven.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was just crazy that, like, literally, I think it was about 6-7 hours later, he
almost went there.
Yeah.
In books, that's what we call foreshadowing.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, God gave him some more time.
Uh-huh.
He's got apparently something else to do. Yeah.
Yeah. And I found out after all this, talking to some of his cousins, that weeks before that, he was just talking about how he wanted the ministry and wanted to be able to do something to change people's lives. And here we are. We've had a lot of people, from nurses and doctors, just completely inspired and blown away by everything.
Oh, that's cool. So we want to hear your good news. Give us a call right now at 888-888-9976. You know, we got a phone call earlier, and I think If you ever thought about giving to Family Life Radio at all, please listen to this, because this is why we're here.
My name is Berta. I really appreciate you guys for being on air. I would like to keep supporting you as much as I can. You are always, always pointing me to God and always keeping me focused. Just yesterday, I was just thinking about taking my life for the struggles that I'm going through. The addiction is so overwhelming. But I heard in your station, God is with me. He is for me. And He is going to keep me going through, walking with me. I don't think that I would be here if it wouldn't be for your radio station. Thank you. God bless.
She is alive because of people like you giving. And she is so thankful that Family Life Radio is here. It's bringing her closer to God, is what she said. You know, I don't know about you, but just think about this. Other people gave so you could listen. Is this your moment to do that? Because right now we got some generous friends in the ministry offering up a $100,000 match so that your giving can go twice as far. So your support of Family Life Radio today gives even more people hope, because today your gift is being doubled.
Wow, and if you're at all like me, you wait for these very moments to know that your best gift is being increased. And so we're asking you, would you give now? This is the last week to have your gift matched. This is over on Friday. Still $18,000 left to be matched.
Whatever you're giving is double. That means that monthly gift of $30 a month, that is double the impact. That leadership gift of $1,000 or more, that is doubled. Maybe you want to increase your giving. That will be doubled. Everything, double the impact right now. Safe and simple giving online. You can go to myflr.org. That's myflr.org.
To stay on track, what would really help right now is if we had three people hop on board at that $30 a month level. You can join Patrick in Topeka, Kansas, just started giving 30 bucks a month. If you're already giving, you could add on to what you're giving every month. Also need some larger gifts to come in, like a $500 gift or a $1,000 gift. Would that be you? And would you do it right now at myflr.org? That's myflr.org. And just think, what happened is someone turned on the radio. They were going to take their life and decided not to. And you take part in that. Would you do it right now? myflr.org.
Family Life Radio.
We're talking with Crystal Payne. She's the time-saving mom. Her latest book is called How to Juggle a Lot, Enjoy Your Life, and Accomplish What Matters Most. And Crystal, you talk about there's six areas of your life that you work on or that are priorities for your life. And you said that you have a system to make sure that you work on all six priorities?
I have what I call a 6x2 priority system. So I have six priority areas that I wrap my time and my life and my energy around. And these are really things that it's like, this is what's gonna matter in 25 years from now. But if I were to try to focus and put intentional time into each of those areas every day, I would end up very stressed and overwhelmed. Mm-hmm. And so I just focus on two per day. And then I rotate the areas that I focus on so that over the course of the week, I have focused in each area, hopefully at least twice. And so spending that intentional time in each area 2x a week, 6x2 priority system, this really allows me to focus in on those areas, not feel like anywhere that I am, I need to be 5 other places. And also then allows me to just have more breathing room in my life and really more intention in my day.
Crystal Payne, the book is The Time-Saving Mom, How to Juggle a Lot, Enjoy Your Life, and Accomplish What Matters Most. Make sure you check out the podcast. It's time for the Joy Report.
I've got joy down in my soul. I'm gonna let this feeling take control. Joy.
Hey, what's bringing you joy today? Let us know at 888-888-9976. Brianna is with us. What's going on?
So my husband and I, we tried for like 3 years to conceive, and we found out that God had bigger plans. So almost a year ago in August, I had a friend who was having issues, and she needed someone to take care of her son. So she asked us if we could take care of him. It's just been such a blessing.
So are you saying when you take care of him, does that mean that it's sort of like a foster situation, or is it more like daycare?
So it's a foster situation.
Wow.
Fostering to adopt.
Okay.
It's definitely been a challenge, but it's been a blessing.
Wow.
How old is he?
She's 20 months.
Okay.
Yeah. Busy little time in a little life. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so it sounds like you're going to try to adopt him.
Yes. You know, hopefully it all goes well. And if not, then, you know, it'll be okay.
Wow. Well, that's an amazing attitude, because that's hard to, I'm thinking you get attached and then have to pull away.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be heart-wrenching.
Yeah.
Well, it'll definitely break our hearts, but at least we know that we gave him a good home and that he is happy and he was well taken care of.
Wow.
Well,
that's pretty amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thank you so much for sharing your story. You're very encouraging.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you. And I love listening to Family Life Radio. I started listening to you guys about a year ago, and it definitely changed my life, putting me in perspective and a lot of things. So thank you guys for all that you do.
Well, thank you for calling. It's awesome. Hey, we want to hear your joy report. Give us a call right now. What's bringing you joy? 888-888-9976. Speed dating is back, which I've never participated in that. I don't know what that would be like. Oh, that's a lot of pressure, isn't it?
Yeah.
I guess you're just running through trying to find the right spouse. So Erica is with us, and you were calling in how you met your husband.
So it was the summer after high school, and it was the last hurrah of summer. So I went to the Salt River. A friend invited me, and I just kind of went with her and her friends, her work friends.
So fun.
And for those listening that are not from Arizona, it's a river where everybody goes tubing on.
I know. We got separated in the rapids. So I was floating by myself for a good half hour. And then this blue-eyed boy floated up and started talking to me. We floated the rest of the way until the final stop. And I had to get a ride back to my car. He also encouraged me to start going to church.
Oh, wow.
And our whole family has been going. Yeah, we're going to be celebrating 35 years marriage.
So cool.
That is cool.
I told my friend, I'm like, I could marry this boy if he asked me. We're still together.
Wait a second. The caller that we had before you was brought closer to Jesus because of their husband. And same with your husband.
Right.
Same with mine. Yeah, and we clicked, like, instantly.
Yeah.
Like, I knew, unless she did something really odd, that I would be with them for the rest of my life. So, yeah.
Wow, that is so cool.
I tell my friends, God is the best chess player. He just moves people around the board.
There you go. Or in this case, floats them up.
Yeah.
There you go.
So. Love, love, love.
That's
that is
awesome.
So great.
You
know,
fun.
Same with my husband as well. Met him at a college Bible study when I was just a brand new believer, and he has been so influential in my growth in the Lord. So I love hearing that.
Met my wife at church too, and she has done nothing for my relationship with Jesus.
Hinklefritz!
I'm just kidding.
We'll just leave that part out in case she's listening.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. We'd love to connect with you on Facebook and Instagram, where you can share your good news or joy report. Just look for and like FLR Mornings.
Thanks for listening to the Hinklefritz and Friends podcast, heard on Family Life Radio. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.